Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, 51577. Fifth complaint, I have trouble with nausea and vomiting all the time. Number two, I've had reflux before, but this is a different type of nausea and vomiting. Number three, I can't lose weight. Number four, history of pneumonia. Number five, history of COVID. Number six, she had COVID in April, and since then has been having issues with leg pain, arm pain, and other symptoms most likely related to her COVID. Next number, patient, next number, abnormal mammogram 6 months ago, time for another one, but she's very reluctant to go get it done. Medication, history of present illness, 45-year-old woman, married, works at the post office, married, just celebrated her 8th year anniversary. She has 2 children. She had COVID back in April and never been vaccinated, by the way, and has had a history of pneumonia and was at HCA Kingwood Hospital, and she's concerned that the pneumonia may have not gone away, period. In the paragraph, she also has developed nausea and vomiting, epigastric pain, and she feels like this is different than the GI symptoms she's had years ago because of gastroesophageal reflux. She took some Nexium over the counter. It improved, but not well enough that caused her to come for evaluation at this time. Allergy, none. Social. She does smoke. She does drink on a regular basis. She's married, as I mentioned, last period, 2004, when she was 27 years old, after she had 2 babies because of abnormal cells in her cervix. Family history, mom died of cancer, dad died of coronary artery disease. Mom died of COPD, dad died of coronary artery disease. No colon cancer reported. Mammogram last 6 months ago needs to be repeated under maintenance. Medical problems, she was at one time told she had issues with PACs, was placed on beta blocker last year, had a stress test and a workup by cardiologist. Allergy medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Only medication is what she took for her reflux symptoms. Today she weighs 190 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 79, 125 over 83. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is red, neck, front, neurological, non-focal, breast exam reveals no masses. Number one, as far as nausea and vomiting is concerned, we looked at her gallbladder. She does have a gallbladder polyp, which I think may be causing her symptoms, especially since she says the nausea and vomiting is different than the reflux she's had before. Next number, check lab work, check amylase, check CBC, check hemoglobin A1C, check lipase. Next number, treat with Cipro, 500 BID times 14, Protonix 40 milligram number 30. Next number, Zofran PRN for nausea and vomiting. Next number is reevaluate 7 to 10 days. Next number is history of smoking. Chantix helped her tremendously. She has a prescription for Chantix. She wants to restart. Next number is abnormal mammogram. She was given a prescription for a mammogram to be done ASAP. We looked at the area of concern in the left breast. The 1.5 centimeter cyst appears to be 0.9 centimeter cyst, but nevertheless, she needs a mammogram. Told her must have a mammogram in big letters as a 6 month follow up. She agrees. Next number, history of tachycardia. She definitely is. She's in normal sinus at this time. There's no sign of PACs. She has beta blockers that she doesn't take on a regular basis. Her echocardiogram looks fine. Next number is the abdominal ultrasound. Also looked at her spleen and her kidneys. They were fine. Next number, her chest x-ray today shows no pneumonia. This was done because of history of COVID pneumonia a few months ago. Next number, as far as leg pain and arm pain is concerned, she works at the post office. She does a lot of standing up. She has hip problems as well. There's no sign of DVT. This was done to rule out long COVID type symptoms. There's no PVD. Most likely the pain is musculoskeletal in the upper and lower extremity. Next number. Echocardiogram was discussed with patient. Next number, with coronary history of family history of atherosclerotic heart disease. We also looked at her carotid because she's had some dizziness in the past. And the carotid ultrasound shows no evidence of obstruction. So the dizziness most likely not related to obstruction, most likely related to possible long COVID type symptoms. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is negative. Status post hysterectomy. Next one is breast abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is there's no sign of aortic aneurysm. Next one is blood pressure is stable. Next number, kidneys look normal. Next number, there's still some There's still some lymphadenopathy noted in the neck post-COVID infection. Next number, mammogram was discussed above. Thank you. Next number's come back in 7 to 10 days. Thank you.